Hi, this is the dictation for Cassandra Hall, COSANDRAHALL, date of service is 12-6-2022, date of accident 3-16-2022, and date of accident 3-16-2022, date of birth 12-17-1966. The patient, Cassandra Hall, was involved in an automobile accident where they were hit by a SUV. Near the freeway when they were trying to make a left turn, and ongoing traffic hit their car on the passenger side almost 35-40 miles. She got the ticket as she was going through the red light. Eventually, there was no loss of consciousness, and it was not a hit and run accident. The car was completely total, and the patient has been coming here. She reports of pain in the right wrist. I'm sorry. She reports pain in the right knee, left wrist, and middle back, lower back with radiation to the right hip. She can walk up to 100 feet. Overall, the pain is between 7 to 10 with ADLs being affected up to 8, especially enjoyment to life is 9, sleep is 8. And mood is 7. Patient does report 60% improvement in the pain symptoms due to the various protocols used, conservative treatment. In the system review, neurologist psych patient has difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, poor work performance, and chronic fatigue. He denies any headache or dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackout. He denies any lack of focus or lack of concentration, and she denies any anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain, ongoing pain in the right knee, left hip, right knee and the left hip and right wrist and hand, and pain in the neck, mid back, upper back, lower back, with radiation to the right thigh, laterally up to the knee. In addition, patient has stiffness of the neck and lower back stiffness. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in stools. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has asthma, no trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports that the pain has remained the same and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. She is, current pain medication is narco, substance abuse, none is reported, and compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination will be as follows. Blood pressure is 129/82 and pulse is 68. Pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam will be from previous visit 11-17-2022, dictation number 1123-040, along with the diagnosis code. Plan is to, as follows, I providing her with naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, aloe vera 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder, Flexeril 10 milligram 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, water and gel 3% daily 200 gram for topical pain relief, Norco 7.5325 daily 30 day supply is being given for pain relief. On a PRN basis. It is also provided with the following CT scan for the left wrist and thumb to identify fracture of the scaphoid, and she is being provided with the MRI order for right knee and left shoulder where the worst pain is. She will be seen in 30 days time, and her pain medication will be discontinued. She has done physical therapy for last several months and it will be reduced to once a week. Currently, she is going to do physical therapy 2 times per week, focusing on neck, lower back, left shoulder, left wrist and right knee. She has been released to light duty job, 7 hours, 7 days, 10 pound lifting limit, and no other restrictions. And that will be the end of the petition. Thank you.